Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. We come to the great solemnity of Pentecost. In our Catholic tradition, this is the third most important day after Easter and Christmas, then Pentecost. Pentecost is the gift-giving of God of the Holy Spirit upon us. We often call it the birthday of the church. It is that and even much more. I was blessed to spend time with the Lakota Sioux Indians on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota, and I learned about their tradition of a giveaway ceremony. On the one-year anniversary of someone's death, they would call in their friends and give away some of the objects that that person owned. Oftentimes on a birthday, instead of getting presents, they would give away presents. So we learn that the nature of humanity is to give ourselves away. That's important because that's the nature of God. God does not hold on to everything. We learned that in Jesus. Instead of grasping equality with God, he emptied himself. He gave everything away. Today, the Father gives us his Spirit. And that's important. So now we live in the Spirit of God. So we are connected to God. We have that communion or a covenant with God that God desired so much for us. So it is the great gift giving. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that God gave. God is a gift giver. God is never outdone in generosity of giving. We are the ones who are stingy, right? We discover ourselves by a sincere giving of ourselves. And so we learn how to live by emptying every gift God has given us. We learn how to give it away. Nothing is ours. Even the beating of our heart is not ours. Here in Colorado Springs, we are in confirmation season. I've been talking with the young eighth graders about the importance of the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11 to understand how Pentecost is a corrective of that. Pentecost is how God continues to complete creation, if you will. So the Tower of Babel, we know that the people were migrating. They came to a valley. They said, let's set up here. They looked up at the sky. They saw low clouds. They said, if we can build a tower up to the clouds, we can be like God. And then we'll make a name for ourselves. The problem with this is they never once asked God, what do you want us to do? They simply did what they wanted to do so that they would be noticed. That's spiritual death. So in the Bible, we see that all over the place and in our own experience. So what happened? The tower, because God was not involved in the project, it crumbled. And because the Spirit was not present, instead of being unified, everybody spoke a different language. They did not understand each other anymore. They become isolated and lonely, separated and divided. When there is lack of Spirit, that's what happens. God did not create us for that. God created us for communion, for unity. So Pentecost is the corrective. Instead of us building a tower to heaven to find God, God built a tower down here to find us in the Holy Spirit. And it came like a tongue of fire, and it came like a great rushing wind. We know that in the first chapter of the Bible, God's breath, Ruah, is put out over the whole world. God's breath is put into us, and we become humans. We become alive. God's breath wants to come into you and to me this Pentecost to renew the entire church and the entire world. So give the gifts of God, receive God's breath, and then see what happens. It's a joyful way to live. Happy Pentecost, everyone.